Greetings and welcome to today's meeting of the Commonwealth Club of California. I'm Patty James, Vice Chair of the Club's Health and Medicine Member-Led Forum and Chair of this program. It's my pleasure to extend a special welcome to any new club members who are here this evening. We know you will enjoy your membership and look forward to seeing you often. At this time, please turn off your cell phones and other noise-making devices. Now, here are some of our upcoming Health and Medicine Forum events. On June 12th is vitamin D, its role in risk reduction for autism and breast cancer. On Wednesday, July 17th is Why Austerity Kills. And on Tuesday, August 27th is What is Nature Deficit Disorder? These are just a few of many upcoming programs, and I invite you to pick up a copy of the new Commonwealth publication in the lobby or check our website for a complete listing of our events. You may register for these programs online at commonwealthclub.org or by calling the club's 24-hour reservation line. Questions can be asked by members of the audience using microphones that we'll do Ashley the written, and then I'll read them to Beth at the end of the program. We are recording today's program, so please make sure that all programs are off. And now it's my pleasure to introduce Beth Greer, a.k.a. Supernatural Mom, an award-winning journalist, environmental health advocate, holistic wellness educator, and healthy home specialist. Her best-selling book, Supernatural Home, Improve Your Home and Planet One Room at a Time, and a Books for Better Life Award finalist, is endorsed by Deepak Chopra and Ralph Nader. For over a decade, Beth's work has touched the lives of thousands of people in her writing, radio interviews, consulting programs, and live events. She's former president of the Learning Annex, Huffington Post columnist, and designer of Working Healthy corporate wellness programs and personalized in-home detox audits. Beth eliminated a tumor in her chest without drugs or surgery by making small shifts in her diet and the products she uses in her home. You can contact Beth at bethgreer.com. So, Beth, here you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
So 10 years ago, I made a discovery about how I thought the body is supposed to work. And that discovery really changed my life. It impacted me in amazing ways and changed the way I lived my life and what I did every day, including my career. That discovery is that everything that we eat and put on our skin and clean our homes with impacts our health and well-being, and that our bodies are magnificent self-healing organisms if we treat them well and use natural products and eat healthy, nourishing food. So 10 years ago, just before I turned 50, I thought I was leading a healthy lifestyle. Like many of you, I was eating well, I was exercising, I had a happy marriage, a successful business, I was watching my weight, I was even meditating. And so it came as a complete shock to discover that I had a tumor in my chest the size of a tennis ball. It was this big. And I was just floored because there were no tumors in my family. And where did this come from? And I had it biopsied. And luckily, it wasn't malignant. It was a benign tumor, but it was causing me a tremendous amount of pain. There were nerves wrapped around it, and the pain was radiating down my arm, and my fingers were starting to turn numb. So I went to three top Bay Area surgeons, and none of them could agree on how to remove this thing. One wanted to cut me under my collarbone, the second wanted to cut me under my armpit, and the third wanted to go in from behind and remove one of my ribs. And the only thing they could agree on was that it was risky surgery and that I could permanently lose the feeling in my hand, my right hand. So I just said, okay, wait a minute, let me slow down here and get quiet and figure out what to do. And so I went into a meditative state, and what came to me was the word simplify. And so I thought, okay, what can I do to simplify? And the first thing that occurred to me was to take a look at what I was eating and drinking, because that I had the most control over. And even though I thought I was eating healthy, I realized I was eating processed food. Even though it was organic, it was still processed. I was eating out at restaurants a lot. I was microwaving my food. And so I did something really radical. I decided to just eat food without any food labels whatsoever. And so I just ate pure fruits and vegetables, and I went on a juice cleanse. And you know what? In 3 days, I noticed that the pain that I was in started going away. And I thought, hey, I'm onto something here. So I continued with this juice cleanse and eating just food without labels. And then I took a look at what I was putting on my skin, because our skin is not the barrier we think it is. It allows in microscopic chemicals. And I was kind of shocked to see, well, my deodorant, shampoo, makeup all had like paragraph full of ingredients on the labels that I couldn't pronounce. And so I switched out to all natural products. And then I took a look at what I was surrounding myself with. And I took a look at my household cleaners. Some of those, you know, if you look at the labels, it'll say hazardous to pets and humans on there. I'm going to show you in a little while. And so I switched out to all natural products. Got a new mattress, a natural mattress. And you know what? In 6 months, the pain that I was in was gone. And 3 months after that, I had the tumor scanned, and it had disappeared. So that was a big revelation to me, that our bodies can heal themselves if we just treat them well and give them natural products, natural foods to eat. How did we get so far afield that we don't know where our food is coming from and the products? You know, we're so far away from nature. We are part of nature. And for me, it was connecting the dots. And I'm here to help you realize that, you know, if you connect the dots, if many of you have fatigue or asthma, allergies, skin rashes, all of these can be attributed to some of the things, the simple changes that you can make at home, some of the things that you're doing every day that you may not be aware are impacting your health and well-being. So I'm going to show you. I love to go to Safeway and Walgreens and just pick out stuff that most of us are using on an everyday basis. And I just want to show you, you know, some of the absurdity that I've discovered. So I'm going to talk about what goes in us, what goes on us, and what surrounds us. So let's start with bread. What do you think the shelf life of a loaf of bread should be? Should be. A couple of days, right? Well, so I bought this bread. It was purchased February 21st, 2013. So that's March, April, May. So it's a little over 3 months. And if you look at it, and feel it, and this has not been in my freezer or refrigerator. It is as soft as the day I bought it. There's no mold on it. So, you know, this is not great. And so if you read the ingredient label, it has calcium propionate in it. It's a preservative. Now, they've done studies and shown that calcium propionate will cause ADD behavior in rats, in laboratory animals. So we're giving this to our children, and we're eating this, and, you know, much better to get either make your own bread at home or get a bread that has a shelf life of just a few days. Be much better off. We just don't know what's doing to our bodies. So a product like 100% natural yogurt bar, for example, there's really not a lot that's natural in it. If you see the word natural on a product label, it's meaningless. There's no government regulation about the word natural. So this one contains high fructose corn syrup, which is pretty unhealthy, to say the least, and can contribute to diabetes, for example. I know someone in the audience has that now. And there's something called strawberry powder in here. They show pictures of fresh strawberries, but I don't know what strawberry powder really means. And there's also 14 grams of sugar. That's a lot of sugar for a healthy 100% natural yogurt bar. This cereal, this is Fruity Pebbles, and this really was surprising to me, because this is given to children, and this has hydrogenated vegetable oil. Okay, so hydrogenated vegetable oil is a trans fat, and that can contribute to heart disease. It's a proven thing. So we're giving this to children. We're eating this as snacks. Plus, it has four colors, artificial colors. Now, you know, artificial colors are banned in Europe. but they're sold here in America. They're banned because they've done studies on children, hyperactive children. Well, actually, it causes hyperactivity in children. So they've given normal children artificial synthetic colors, and they've had hyperactivity showing up. So here in America, they're still using it. It would be a really good thing. So you want to read your labels. That's one thing. You want to be a really good label reader. And sometimes I'll even bring like a little magnifying glass, because sometimes the print is so small, you want to read with this. And so, you know, what's interesting is it'll say gluten-free on here. So you think, oh, that's kind of healthy. But you need to be aware of the colors. And then also, this has 9 grams of sugar. That's about a tablespoon in 3/4 of a cup. That's the serving size, 3/4 of a cup. So I don't know about you, but like when my kid was young, she'd pour in a big bowl of cereal. Most people are not eating 3/4 of a cup. It's about that much. So most people are eating twice that. So you're getting 2 tablespoons of white sugar in every bowl. Not great. This product has, it touts, you know, no high fructose corn syrup, which is good, but it's made from genetically modified soy. So I know there's a doctor in Marin, a Dr. Michelle Perro, and she's working with children who have, she's seeing a lot of tummy distress. And she says when she gets the kids off of GMO foods, which is usually soy and corn that's not organic, she sees a dramatic change in their health. So it would be really important for you to take a look at, you know, try to buy organic. And if it's not, you should know, genetically modified. So what that means is they spray something called Roundup Ready. And it's a gene that's inserted into the soy, and it acts as a weed killer. So, you know, it's killing bugs and weeds, and what is it doing to our intestines? So you need to really kind of pay attention to that.
I've read it can cause cancer too and other
things. So someone said it can cause cancer and other things. It's unknown right now, but I feel like take precaution and better to be safe than sorry. So here's a cereal. This is, you know, it's got a lot of fiber in it, and it's only 60 calories per serving. It looks like it's good, and it says made with whole grains. So, well, one thing I want to tell you, look out for the words made with, because that means that it could mean only 1% or 2%. So if you see something that's 100%, then you know that's what you're getting. But if you see made with, you don't really know what percentage it is. So it's a little bit deceiving. You know, manufacturers can be very tricky in their advertising on their packaging. So this was interesting to me because it has zero sugar. So you think, well, that's good. Well, what are they sweetening it with? Well, they're sweetening it with aspartame. So that's bad. But, you know, you think this is made with whole grains and it's got tons of fiber. It's only 60 calories. Seems like a healthy cereal, but it's really quite toxic. Aspartame is a neurotoxin, and I'll tell you a little story. I had a client who got a packet of Nestle's hot cocoa mix in the mail. It was a low-calorie one, and she drank it, and then she had a dizzy spell. So she didn't really think anything about it, and then the next day she had another cup and she got another dizzy spell, and she thought, oh, it must be something in here, and she read the label and it had aspartame in there. Well, a couple of weeks later she went to a little cafe and she ordered pecan pie, and she got up from the table and got a dizzy spell. And so she was smart and she connected the dots, and she said to the chef, what did you sweeten your pecan pie with? And he said, Equal, which is aspartame. So, you know, most people are not really connecting the dots. And what they'll do is they'll think, oh, my God, I'm having a dizzy spell. Let me go to the doctor and get anti-dizzy medication. And this is what happens. You know, we don't realize that the simple things that we're eating can have such a big impact on our health. So it's just really important to be aware and read your labels. And know and try to be as natural as possible. So this is my favorite thing that I found at Safeway, which was, it's Jiffy Blueberry Muffin Mix. And right on the front label, it says, artificially flavored with imitation blueberries. So I'm thinking, okay, what could they be made out of? Any guesses? Well, I'm going to tell you because it's sort of horrifying. It's made with hydrogenated lard and partially hydrogenated lard, both together, and then hydrogenated soybean and cottonseed oil, plus three artificial colors, and then there's sugar, and they roll them up into little balls. And, you know, I was talking to someone recently. She said, oh, I just made that for my daughter's class, you know, their fifth grade class. And so we're feeding this to ourselves and our children, and you really need to be aware because, you know, it looks very yummy on the package. It looks like a healthy snack, a healthy treat, but really this is what's going on in our world today. And I really believe that it's making us ill. So vitamin water is something to be aware of because this one has a serving. So it's 2.5 servings per bottle. So if you think that this is sort of a healthy drink, you're getting 13 grams of sugar if you drink the whole thing. So 13 grams of sugar is like drinking a Coke. So they may have put a few vitamins in here, but you're still getting a tremendous amount of unhealthy sugar. So if you're concerned about your sugar content and diabetes, you know, this is one thing to be aware of. So getting back to aspartame, Crystal Light, you know, this looked like a nice kind of healthy drink. But again, this was flavored with aspartame, and it's also got two colors in it. So again, those colors, and we're drinking this, we're giving this to our kids. It's not the best drink. So let's talk about what is a good drink. So water. Is it? Well, no. Okay, Splenda is not aspartame, but it's very highly processed, and it's been shown to cause migraines. So you might want to stay away from Splenda. I like stevia, and you can buy stevia in liquid, or you can buy it in little packets like this. It comes from a plant, and it's very, very sweet, and it's very safe. So water. Would you be surprised to know that water has a lot of contaminants, like thousands of contaminants in it, in our tap water? So things like pharmaceutical drugs, like birth control pills and antibiotics, in big numbers. You know, the Associated Press did a survey of tap water across the country, and this is what they discovered. And there's things like heavy metals and a benzene and vinyl chloride in our tap water. So really important to get a really good water filter. And Brita is okay, but it's not going to get rid of the major stuff. It's not going to get rid of heavy metals and some of these other things we're talking about. So I like, because I don't like using bottled water because we're dealing with plastics. And you know about plastics, there's something called bisphenol A or BPA, which is a hormone disruptor. And so that can leach into your water. And so we don't want that. So what I do, I just have a water filter in my kitchen, and then I fill up a glass bottle like this, and this is what I travel with. It's really safe and healthy. So while we're on the subject of artificial sweeteners, I was really surprised to discover that every toothpaste that I looked at in Walgreens has saccharin in it, which is an artificial sweetener. So, you know, I'm not saying that you're going to get cancer if you brush your teeth with this, but like I'll give you an example. My daughter, when she was about 8 years old, she was having a sleepover, and another little girl came over, and my daughter said, "You use Crest? Don't you know that could kill you?" You know, and I ran in there, and it's like, no, you know, it's fine, everything's fine. But look, it took me 49 years to develop my tumor, and so, you know, over time, these things build up in our bodies. It's called a body burden, with all of the chemicals that were being absorbed, and it's taxing our livers and stuff. So There's really great toothpaste out there. Tom's makes great toothpaste. Something called Coral White that I get from my dentist is fantastic. It has tea tree oil in it or peppermint. And these do not contain artificial sweeteners. So really simple, easy switches that you can make. Okay, so mouthwash. So we've moved from what goes in us. Well, this sort of goes in us. The mouthwash goes in our mouths. And I grew up on Listerine, and I looked at the label, and there's just like three ingredients on the back, and it looked pretty healthy. So it has, eucalyptus, menthol, thyme. I thought, well, that's pretty good. And then I see this little sticker on it. It says peel here. And then when you peel it back, then you see all the other ingredients that they're not listing on the front label. So there's coloring in here, but one of the other ingredients that's listed is alcohol, and there's like 26.9% alcohol in here, which is a huge amount of alcohol. And they've done studies in Europe that have shown that people who rinse their mouth with alcohol tend to develop mouth cancer. So easy switch, just find one that doesn't have Tom's is good. There's a bunch of them that don't have any alcohol in it. And look for that tricky label. Like I was looking at this deodorant. This is a band roll-on deodorant, and it doesn't say peel here. It just has one ingredient on the back, and it says aluminum, which is a heavy metal, and it's been implicated with Alzheimer's. So I'm thinking, well, there's got to be more ingredients in here. So I was just sort of standing there in the aisle of Walgreens, picking away at this, and sure enough, you peel it back, and you do find all the other ingredients in here. They're called inactive ingredients. And one of the ingredients that you need to be aware of is fragrance, because fragrance can be a real trigger for people, especially upper respiratory problems. I had a client who had a chronic cough, and she said to me, well, the funny thing is that when I go to a hotel, I don't cough, but when I'm home, I'm coughing all the time. So I'm thinking, well, there's got to be something in her home. And so we walked into her bedroom, and she had all these scented candles, and she used scented shampoos and perfumes. And so we got rid of all her scents, and her cough went away. So, sometimes you think it's like magic, but it's just a simple little things that you can do to make all the difference in your health. So do you know about Axe deodorant spray? It's very, very potent. It's very fragrant, and I know a lot of teenage boys use this. So I spoke at a school once, and I was talking to a bunch of seventh graders, and then I said to them, this messes with your hormones. And you know what hormones are? Hormones can make you fat and short, And so the very next day, one of the moms emailed me, and she said, I've been trying to get my son off of Axe deodorant spray. What did you say to him? So that's what I said. So that it worked. These other this is Right Guard. It's the number one aerosol. So you want to just watch out for aerosol sprays, because they have hydrofluorocarbons and they deplete our ozone layer. So something to pay attention to there. So what I use for deodorant, and I swear by it, it's fantastic. I just use baking soda. And I brought some baking soda. This has no aluminum. I think the Arm & Hammer might. So this is from Bob's Red Mill that I got at Whole Foods. And I just put it in a salt shaker, and I just sprinkle it on, and it completely eliminates any odor. It doesn't stop wetness, but it's fantastic. And I have a friend who is a yoga teacher down in Southern California, and she said to me, I sweat a lot, and I said, just try it. And then she called me a few days later. She said, this is amazing. It works. So, something so simple, something that your grandmother used, is such a simple solution. I want to talk about antibacterial soap. So doctors have been saying that just using regular soap and water is the way to go. So what they're putting in antibacterial soap is something called triclosan. And triclosan is a pesticide, believe it or not. So this is Dial. And so anytime you see the words antibacterial on a liquid soap, look at the back and it'll say triclosan. So triclosan has been contaminating our rivers and streams. They're finding it in dolphins and whales. They're finding it up in the Arctic. And it's in our bodies. It's in our bodies, and it doesn't have to be. So just switch out to just all natural soaps, and you should be good to go. And, you know, there's two local companies in the Bay Area that are making fantastic antibacterial gels. One is EO, and they have a hand sanitizing gel made with just, you know, lemon essential oils, and you can come up and smell it later. And also Cleanwell is another company in the Bay Area. It's an all-natural sanitizer, and both of them say, you know, kill 99.99% of germs. So much better than using a hand sanitizer that has triclosan in it or these soaps that have it. One thing you should know is that with the hand sanitizers, they only work for a few minutes, so you can't, like, use them and then think you're good for the day. So it's good in a pinch. So I keep one in my car, or if I'm going out to dinner and I can't get to a restroom, you know, they're great. So let's see. I want to talk about things we put on our skin. And so this is baby oil. And so this one only has two ingredients, so you think that would be safe. But the ingredients are mineral oil, which is a petroleum product, not great. And the other is fragrance, again. So fragrance... if you see the word fragrance on a label, it can mean up to 100 different synthetic chemicals are in that one word. It's a manufacturer's catchphrase. So anytime you see fragrance, you can bet that there's tons of synthetic chemicals. So, you know, we're putting this on, like, some women use this to remove makeup, or they're putting it on their baby's skin, and it's not just two ingredients in here. You're really talking about hundreds. So... And then let's see, I have ultra healing lotion, and so that looks like, how bad could that be? So then you kind of read the ingredients, and it's got fragrance, and it's also got 10 unpronounceable chemicals that I can't even say them. And this also has two parabens. So parabens are something to pay attention to. They're antimicrobial ingredients that manufacturers add to products. And they've been found in breast cancer tumors. So you can find a lot of products these days. I mean, what's great now is that there's such a huge assortment of products that you can find on the marketplace that are natural and healthy, and they don't contain toxic ingredients. So we're really lucky, actually, that people are becoming aware of this, and they're out there. They're just available to us, which is really great. And here's a shampoo, for example. This one has sun-ripened strawberries in it, but, you know, I doubt whether there's real strawberries in here. And then it says longer-lasting fragrance. So you can be sure that there's something called phthalates in here. Phthalates are what keep a fragrance really sending it out into the atmosphere longer and longer and longer. You know, sometimes you're on an elevator and you smell someone's perfume after they leave, they have phthalates in there. So I like to use a natural essential oils. And again, if you look for a product, it says made with essential oils, you have to think it could be made with one drop of essential oil. So look for a product that says 100% essential oils, and you'll be good to go. So, and there's also some great, I mentioned EO. They make some great body lotions. And let's see, chapstick. You know, this was a standard. You know, I grew up with it. I'm sure many of you as well. And this has coloring in it, and it's got parabens as well. So there's great natural lip balms that don't contain the toxic things. You don't want to have a toxic load on your body. And you'll see that if you start making small changes, then you're going to start feeling great. And I feel like I look and feel so much better than I did 10 years ago. Most of you haven't seen pictures of me before, but I can tell you that my aches and pains are gone and my skin looks better than it has, and I don't use wrinkle cream or anything, and I'm 61. So I really believe that health comes from the inside out. And when people ask me, well, what do you put on your skin? I tell them it's what I'm not putting on my skin that makes my skin look good. Because I really believe that so much of the makeup and the creams and lotions that are out there have some pretty nasty stuff in them. So candles, how many of you use scented candles? Not much? Okay, well, a few of you here. But so, again, look at the label, and there's always like a peel here, and then you get like all the warnings and all the ingredients that are in here. And so what I love to do is go to the farmer's market, and I buy some beautiful beeswax candles. And they smell great, and they're beautifully made. And also look for a wick that's just cotton. Sometimes you find wicks that have little metals in there, and the metal is lead, first of all. So we're breathing that in. A lot of times, people who burn a lot of candles, if you look up at their ceiling, you're going to see black soot, and that's coming from the lead. So they add the lead to make the candle burn longer. But I think, you know, have a shorter burning candle, but be healthy. And so so just look for a plain cotton wick, and soy candles are very good as well. There's also another company a local company in the Bay Area called Good Light, and they have paraffin-free, lead-free, non-toxic candles, and they're made from palm, and they're fair trade palm. So that's a good thing to look for. I really think it's important to shop locally and to support our local companies. And we're so lucky to live in the Bay Area where, you know, we have such fantastic companies here. This is something else I get at the farmer's market, and it's an organic rose hydrosol. So instead of using aerosol room sprays, you can just spray this, and it smells really delicious. I can do a little squirt in the air if anyone wants to smell it, but it's very lovely.
What's the brand again?
Well, this is at the farmer's market, but this one is called Landscape. But you know, there's a man who makes soaps, and you can find them. Look for something called organic hydrosol, and you can get those at your local like Whole Foods or Molly Stone's. And then, yeah, I found a really nice candle called Love, and it was with rose and jasmine. And again, it's aromatherapy. It's made with a cotton wick. It smells really delicious. You know, you can, if you want, if you compare the smell of the Glade scented candle with this one, you'll see it's a tremendous difference. It makes your body feel different just smelling it. Okay, so I want to talk about household cleaners. And I was really surprised to discover that this was a Windex, you know, which I grew up with. It says it kills 99.9% of bacteria. And then on the front label, it says active ingredient is only 0.18%, which means that inert ingredients is 99.82%. What does that mean, really, inert ingredients? They're not telling you. So the manufacturers, by law, don't have to tell us what's inside their products. So it's not regulated. And then it has a precautionary statement on the back, and it says hazards to humans and domestic animals right on the label. So think about it. You know, you're spraying down your countertops. You have a child in a high chair, maybe you sprayed it down and then they're eating the food. You know, I think it's absurd that we're exposing ourselves to this, you know, unnecessarily. So there are some great products on the market that don't have any warning labels, you know, warning signs on them. A simple thing to do if you want to make your own, and it's very, very, very simple. I take two spray bottles. I fill one with white vinegar, which is about 99 cents, and I fill the other with hydrogen peroxide. So Good Housekeeping did a study, and they found that this combination also kills 99.9% of E. coli, salmonella, all kinds of bacteria. So it costs you pennies. So you alternate. So I spray down either the vinegar or the hydrogen peroxide, and just you don't mix them together. So the vinegar does smell like vinegar, so you have to know that. The vinegar, you know, but as soon as it dries, the smell goes away. But what I do is sometimes I'll add some lemon essential oil or some sort of citrus essential oil to it, and then you can clean your mirrors. And, you know, one of the things that, as I was, like, learning all about doing all this and doing all the research, and that's when I decided to write my book, Supernatural Home, because I wanted to sort of share with people that there are toxins, but there are some really easy, simple solutions. And I have recipes in the book on how to make your own oven cleaner, for example, and different scrubs. I also have recipes in there for skincare, all-natural wrinkle cream, for example, using essential oils. So, you know, one really yummy thing to do is to use coconut oil on your skin as a moisturizer. Okay, so we've done what goes in us, what goes on us, and what surrounds us. And one of the things in my kitchen that I was surprised to learn was that our dishes can contain lead. And our wine glasses, for example. So you can buy these really easy, simple, from 3M, a lead check, and you can test coffee mugs and dinnerware and stuff like that. So I got rid of some of my wine glasses because they're leaded. And when you put something like wine in it, something that's acidic, it leaches the lead even more. And so one of the things that I've done recently is I've check to see what my lead and my mercury levels are. And so I was surprised to see that they were pretty high. So one of the things that I know for sure is that it's important to detox from everything that we've been exposed to and then nourish ourselves with really good, wholesome, organic food. And if we're eating meat or chicken, make sure it's pasture-raised, because if they're out on the pasture, they're getting the nutrients, and those are translated into us. If they're in cages, you know, or if they're non-organic, for example, chicken and beef have been shot up with antibiotics and hormones, so we don't want that in our bodies, right? You know, we try to live like our grandmothers did or great-grandmothers did, and you'll be better off. You know, one of the things that I didn't mention was I was talking about BPA in the plastic bottles, but they're also finding BPA in canned food. So canned food like soups, for example, and tomato sauce in particular, because it's acidic, it's leaching more of the BPA into the soup. So try to buy tomato sauce in glass jars, and there are some soups that will say on the label BPA free, so that would be a good way to go. So let me talk about our bedroom for a moment. You know, the bedroom is where we spend majority of the amount of time. We're sleeping, if we're lucky, 8 hours a night. It's like a third of your life. And how many of you sleep with a natural mattress? A couple of you. Okay, good. So most mattresses contain off gases, a ton of flame retardants, and there's a lot of chemicals in there. And so what I suggest to most people is that they buy a natural mattress made of natural latex rubber, which is this, not the memory foam, which is made from petroleum, but this is a natural latex, which comes from a rubber tree. And if you can't afford to do that, because a lot of times the natural mattresses are very expensive. So you can find a mattress topper, and that would be wool, organic wool and organic cotton. And so if you cover the mattress with that, you'll be protected from the off-gassing. And when I bought a natural mattress, I tell you, my dream life just improved so much. I couldn't believe it. It was so restful and very wonderful. And so it was, for me, it was worth the investment. And stores like IKEA, for example, will have pretty inexpensive natural mattresses. So I bought a couple of mattresses there. I'm really happy with them. So you don't have to spend a fortune. You know, it's out there. You just have to be aware and ask questions when you shop. Okay. Are there any questions that... Okay. The question is, do toppers really protect you? I think they do, yes. I think they do, especially if it's something that's about this thick, which is about, you know, almost like half an inch thick. I think that it would be... it's better than not having anything. So do you want me to read the questions?
Sure.
Okay.
There's two questions... So we'll start with that one since there was two people. And they're wondering about hair color. And are there any natural hair colors available?
Okay.
Anything you could recommend?
The hair color is like my last holdout because I would be gray if I didn't color my hair. But I did find a natural a salon in Marin called the Color Bar. And there are other salons that are popping up everywhere that use non-ammonia and non-toxic products. And they don't smell, which is great. So... And you can also color your hair at home. I found a couple of them at Whole Foods, natural products, natural hair colors.
What about henna? I have to use henna.
Yeah, henna's...
Yes,
henna can have heavy metals. And so I don't know what the best solution is. You might want to find... There may be some henna on the market that say that they do not contain heavy metals, and that might be something you want to look for.
Rosemary Gladstar, the herbalist, her book has some henna recipes in it, I believe.
Okay. I didn't hear that.
All right.
Rosemary Gladstar.
Founded nutrition, you know, the traditional medicinals in Rosemary's Garden. She's an herbalist. Her books would be helpful for that. What about shea butter? Is that good to use on your skin?
Yes, shea butter is excellent.
Okay, there you go. That was easy. Which bad foods did you stop eating that were part of feeding your tumor?
Okay, processed foods. Processed foods is the big one that I stopped eating. Today I eat a lot of salads. I eat a lot of superfoods like chia seeds and hemp seeds. I add to my diet. In fact, this drink that I have in here is just ground white chia seeds, and it's been fantastic. It's a great anti-inflammatory, and I just think it's fantastic. It's very inexpensive, and what else did I stop eating? Well, anything that was not organic. I mean, pretty much I'd say my home right now is probably 90% organic.
Okay. So. Are there any red lipsticks without lead? And is there an acceptable level of lead? And how can we know?
Okay, so yeah, I don't think there is an acceptable level of lead. And I like Jane Iredale's products, and she guarantees, I'm pretty sure, that she's not using any, they're tested. And so you can get those at Pharmaca, and that would be a good place to start.
A lot of beauty products. Questions. Oh. What are good face body lotions while breastfeeding, and what about concealers and eye makeup?
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, coconut oil is fantastic. You know, anything that's you can find things at the farmer's market that the local artisans are making that are good for your skin. Anything that you would eat, especially when you're breastfeeding, anything that you would that you want to put on your skin, you want to make sure you can eat as well. Olive oil is great if you can get, something that doesn't smell too strong. And then the concealers, I like Zuzu, which I've been using, and also Aveda makes a good concealer. And it seems they have it's pretty safe.
Okay. You use...
Z-U-Z-U.
You use a glass water bottle, but can metal be used?
Metal can be used. I just didn't like the taste of the metal. I kind of like the glass, and I could throw this in the dishwasher, which, is easy. And I like being able to see what's in there, and I can tell if the bottle's dirty or not. With metal, sometimes it can grow bacteria, and then you don't really see it.
Probably should specify what kind of metal so they make sure they're using.
Okay, so if you're going to use a metal bottle, you want to use stainless steel and not aluminum. that would be my suggestion.
Are there any websites you recommend for looking up ingredients listed on labels?
Yes, safecosmetics.org and the Environmental Working Group.
That's the biggie.
Yeah.
You can look up anything on the Environmental Working Group.
Right, and I think Safe Cosmetics is part of their...
Part of that, yes. What do you recommend for sunblock?
Okay. So I have a recipe in my book to make your own sunblock. But there are some... That's with ascorbic acid. It's a vitamin C powder in water, and it totally works. It's not a block, but it actually... You put it on like 20 minutes before you go into the sun, and it gets into the cells, and it prevents you from burning. And I've used it on my daughter when she was little when we went to Hawaii. It works. It's very inexpensive. And there are some great sunblocks at Whole Foods, and you can find them on the EWG website as well.
Okay. Oh, here's a biggie. This maybe I should save this one for last. Well, no, let's just dive right in. What do you think of fluoride... that's a different question, but that's okay. Let's start with the fluoride.
That is a big question. Mm-hmm. I don't like fluoride, so I don't. There's just been a lot of studies that are anti-fluoride. I go to a natural dentist, Dr. Brian Smith in Corte Madera, and he's against fluoride. So I do what he says. And so when you're looking for toothpaste, try to find one without fluoride. If you're drinking tap water, you're getting the fluoride in the water anyway. So I don't think you really need to do extra.
Well, and a lot of the fluoride now is not the element fluoride. It's a byproduct of pesticide manufacture.
Uh-huh. That's
so
correct.
Another reason not to drink it. So here's another one. Ever since I got rid of my microwave, I felt a lot better. I have felt a lot better. Also, since I don't have a TV, I feel better. Huh. What do you think about microwaves? Do they have a negative or toxic impact?
Well, it's interesting you say that because when I go into people's homes to help them detox, I have a meter, a Gauss meter, and I always check the microwave. It's like the first thing I do in the kitchen. Every microwave I've ever tested leaks. Not when they're not on, but when you turn them on, the radiation will leak out like 3 feet. So every single one. So I just don't like them. And I've heard stories that if you put water in the microwave and then try to germinate seeds with that water, that the seeds don't germinate, so that the waters become dead. So I don't use it. I use the microwave to heat up like a heating pad or something, but that's it.
Regular perfumes and aftershaves, are they also full of chemicals?
Yes, and that's why I like using essential oils as a perfume. I thought I brought my little perfume, but I didn't see it. Yes, they are full of chemicals.
Okay, what about incense? If you burn incense.
Okay, so there's different kinds of incense, and it just depends on where you get it from. And there's certain incense that have heavy metals in it and synthetic, but you want to find something that's natural and non-toxic, and it'll say on the label.
What is your medical or scientific source regarding your criticism of Splenda and Equal?
Oh, I've just done a lot of research online, and I don't have the information right on my fingertips, but I use Dr. Mercola's website as a source, and he doesn't like those as well.
Okay.
And Russell Blaylock talks about artificial sweeteners and how they're neurotoxins, so you can look him up, because I quoted him in my book.
Please say again the negative effects of fragrances. Okay, color is saccharin. I think you've already done fragrances and colorings. Uh-huh. But saccharin and corn syrup.
Well, corn syrup, okay, so corn syrup is going to be genetically modified. So you want to avoid that. And plus, it's very highly refined and highly processed, and so it'll spike up your insulin. And you want to avoid that if you want to avoid getting diabetes, for example.
So another part of this same one. She mentions about corn syrup, but there's, of course, a difference between corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup. So I think she's talking about veggie burritos and ice cream. Everything has corn syrup. So maybe just discuss corn syrup and versus high fructose.
Right. So corn syrup, again, it's maybe not as highly processed as high fructose corn syrup, but it is genetically modified, and I'm really trying to steer people away from genetically modified food because of the intestinal distress that seems to be occurring in people. And when they get off of it, they just feel so much better.
Just about the burritos and veggie burgers, not having a kitchen, I often get them frozen even in health food stores, but they're processed. Am I not eating well at all then?
No, I mean, you can eat processed food, but if you can try to find organic veggie burgers, that would be your best bet, because they're not going to be using GMO corn syrup, for example. Yes.
But there's probably a lot of salt in many of these prepared things.
There might be, but if that's your only option, then, you know, you have to live as well. But, you know, if you could try to bring in some fresh vegetables, that would be great.
Okay. Another question about who is they that you mentioned, and they have done studies.
In regarding which?
Just nothing.
Well, it's in my book. I don't know which one you're specifically talking about, but I have all of the studies listed in my book. I just wanted to take the last couple of minutes to just let you know. I just got back from India, and I had an amazing experience there. I went to an orphanage, and it was run by a Tibetan Buddhist monk who rescues girls. And if a girl was born with a deformity, this is up on the Tibetan-Nepali border, the girls are basically thrown away. They're by the family and by the community. They are, and I met this one young girl, and I saw pictures of her before she was rescued. She was living with the yaks because she couldn't walk. And so I just became very, very curious, you know. And when I met her, she has this beautiful smile, and she's so healthy and happy. And I just started doing some research about the area that she was from, and because I had never known anyone or, you know, had an experience with that. So they live up in like 15,000 feet. It's the highest inhabited place on the planet. And what I found shocking was not just that she was thrown away because of her deformity, but that the people in her community, the local herders, are being forced off of their land, and they're made to stop farming barley, which is their crop, and so by the Chinese. And so now these farmers and herders are living in these communities, and you know what they're eating? They're eating processed food wrapped in plastic. And so, you know, it was such an eye-opening experience for me, because we can see that this is a global issue. This is not just going to your local Safeway or Walmart. This is happening all over the world. And so the takeaway for me, and I hope for you, is that you think about that we have a choice here, and that, you know, we should buy organic, eat local, eat organic. We have a choice. A lot of people don't. And, you know, my goal is that in the next 5 years, I want us all to look back and say, this was absurd that they were putting all this crap in our food and in our skincare and in our household cleaners. You know, I just want to be able to look back and go that we don't have these chemicals anymore, and that we're all on the way to being healthy and happy human beings on the planet. So thank you so much for allowing me to contribute to you.
We have to go five more minutes.
Five more minutes. Okay.
We can edit, but we can't fill.
Okay. Okay. Well, you. Yes.
I noticed something I think you should share with everyone in your book.
Uh-huh.
I'm into gardening, and you claim that philodendrons, as a houseplant, removes all toxicities in the root.
Right. Oh, yes, many houseplants, philodendrons, and there's a bunch of others that NASA did a study that showed that houseplants can clear the air of benzene and formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is found a lot in kitchen cabinets, for example, and furniture. Yes, go ahead.
I
So these shampoos that I often use, like BO5 with all these, a ton of ingredients,
right?
That's stuff to be avoided.
I think so, yeah, avoid it. I mean, you can find just as good shampoo that doesn't have that. Why expose yourself to all that? We're breathing in, you know, pollutants every day from the cars and the trucks and stuff. Why add to your body burden? Yes?
We saw a wonderful film yesterday, Unacceptable Levels.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, I saw that film.
And I was wondering, with respect to toxic chemicals in our products, can we develop a system as we have with the coined term organic in our food to help people understand what's in our everyday household products as well? Seems that it could be just as useful as educating people and leading them in the right direction as organic.
Can we develop a what to do?
An organization that can regulate these 80,000 chemicals,
right. Well, there are,
to let us know which are or aren't safe.
Yes, there
and
are
label
some.
It.
There are some great organizations out there. One of them is Center for Environmental Health, and they're in San Francisco, and they're working on that, on looking at labels and changing the laws.
Oh, okay. I've enjoyed your presentation so far. One of the things that I'm trying to get a handle on is this aspect of genetically modified foods, animals, plants, and so on. Could you help me with that or a little more clarification?
Yeah, so genetically modified food means that they insert a gene. So I'll give you an example. So they were looking at making tomatoes when they travel across country, for example. They want to keep them from freezing. So they would inject the gene of a cold water fish, like an Alaskan trout, into the tomato plant gene. And so the tomato would not freeze. But you're eating the gene of a trout in the tomato. So that's kind of, and they do it through a virus. That's how they get it in. And it's really it's untested. And, you know.
And the Roundup Ready that Beth was making, I mean, Monsanto makes the seeds to sell the farmers, and they sell them the pesticides and the herbicides, but then the seeds are Roundup Ready, so you can spray these chemicals all over their seeds, and they won't die. But what about 50 years from now?
What about 10 years from now?
Yeah.
You know, it's not even 50. I mean, yes, there's somebody.
Would you recommend a few filters? Like if one can't install some big filter on the sink. I used to use Brita, but that's not very good.
Right. You know, the Water Store makes good filters. The Water Store, there's one in Marin. I don't know if there's one in the city, but...
Is it like a container?
No, it's under the sink.
Oh, there's nothing?
No room for that?
Well, right now I'm looking for an apartment, but okay. Sometimes there isn't. There's not a container that has a good filter. That
there might be. I have some listed in my book. In the book I have different categories, and then I talk about all of the safe products that you can use.
Chlorine, I think, is carcinogenic, and now
yes.
Chloramines.
That's right. Chloramine is chlorine and ammonia bound together, so they need to use less of it, but it's very hard to get out. And a Brita doesn't get rid of chloramines.
Okay. What do you say about those rock salt deodorants that they have? That they don't say aluminum, but they say something like alum.
I know. I stopped using it because of that. I don't know 100% how bad it is, but I think that it is a derivative of aluminum, so I don't use it. Just try baking soda. It's fantastic.
Anybody else? Any questions? Well, I've had Beth's book since she first published it, and I've read it many times. It's very good. It's very useful.
Thank you.
So you said Brita doesn't get rid of chloramine.
Right.
Does those pH balance filters, for example, not necessarily reverse osmosis?
Kangen water.
I think Kangen is a good company. Yeah.
And they do get rid of the.
I'm not 100% sure if they get rid of chloramine. You need to ask them.
Okay. Thank you.
Chloramine is carcinogenic.
Well, it's chlorine and ammonia. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, sorry. I should have walked up here a minute earlier and had my glasses on. So thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you.
That was very informative. And one second. So thank you, Beth, for your comments here today. We also thank our audiences here, as well as those listening to the recording. And now this meeting of the Commonwealth Club of California, commemorating its 109th year of enlightened discussion, is adjourned. Thank you.